Have you ever considered what you'd sacrifice for love? Freda McFadden's The Gift takes this question to chilling extremes in a modern retelling of O. Henry's classic, The Gift of the Magi, with a sinister twist that leaves readers breathless. This psychological thriller novella shot to the top of bestseller lists when released, captivating readers with its exploration of sacrifice, manipulation, and the darker side of gift-giving. Celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and Stephen King have praised McFadden's ability to craft suspenseful narratives that keep you guessing until the final page. What begins as a seemingly straightforward tale of Christmas sacrifice spirals into something far more disturbing, challenging our notions of what we do for those we love and what happens when that sacrifice goes terribly wrong. Christmas should be a time of joy and celebration, but for Stella Hansen, it's just another reminder of her desperate financial situation. Working a double shift at Stevie's Diner in the Bronx on Christmas Eve isn't how anyone wants to spend the holiday, but when you're behind on rent and the heating bill, you do what you must to survive. The tips are abysmal. Customers ordering coffee and leaving pennies, if anything at all, making the long hours feel even more demoralizing. The fluorescent lights flicker overhead, casting harsh shadows across the cracked linoleum floor, while holiday music plays mockingly from a scratchy speaker system. The weight of poverty hangs heavy in the cramped diner as Stella and her coworker Bessie count down the minutes until the 11 p.m. closing time. While Bessie dreams of a long, luxurious bath when she gets home, Stella's hopes are much more modest. She'll be grateful if there's any hot water in her apartment at all. The contrast is stark and painful. Their different circumstances are evident in everything, from Bessie's well-maintained winter coat to Stella's worn-out shoes held together with duct tape and determination. Behind Stella's financial struggles lies a common story of sacrifice for education. Her husband, Justin, is in his second year of law school, a pursuit that has forced Stella to work two jobs, waitressing at the diner and a minimum wage position at a preschool that barely utilizes her early childhood education degree. The irony isn't lost on her. She obtained higher education only to find herself struggling more than ever. Their tiny studio apartment is filled with Justin's law books, while Stella's teaching materials gather dust in a corner. Their shared dream of a better future feels increasingly distant with each passing month of scraping by. As closing time approaches, a new anxiety grips Stella. She hasn't gotten Justin a Christmas present. It's their first Christmas as a married couple, a milestone that should be marked with something special. The panic rises as she checks her phone to find a text from Justin about exchanging gifts at midnight. With empty pockets and all stores closed, what can she possibly offer him? She thinks about the engagement ring she'd pawned 3 months ago to help pay for Justin's textbooks, a secret she still hasn't told him. The evening takes an unexpected turn when Stella notices the last customer, an elderly woman sitting alone in a booth, hasn't moved for over an hour. The woman's coffee has long gone cold, and her half-eaten slice of apple pie remains untouched. Approaching the booth with growing concern, she finds the woman completely unresponsive, her skin pale and clammy to the touch. In that moment, facing what she believes might be death on Christmas Eve, Stella's gift dilemma suddenly seems trivial by comparison. Yet this encounter will set in motion a chain of events that transforms her understanding of sacrifice forever. Starting with the crumpled envelope she discovers beneath the woman's plate, addressed simply to someone in need. The diner's neon sign casts a red glow through the foggy windows, illuminating the snow that has begun to fall outside. As Stella reaches for the phone to call 911, she realizes that sometimes the most profound gifts come wrapped in the most unexpected packages, and that poverty, while crushing, doesn't define the capacity of the human spirit to endure. Starting with the crumpled envelope she discovers beneath the woman's plate, addressed simply to someone in need. The moment when the elderly woman's hand shoots out to grab Bessie's arm marks the beginning of Stella's descent into a nightmarish Christmas tale. The shock of discovering the woman is alive sends Bessie screaming backward, while Stella stammers apologies. This strange encounter introduces us to Helga, an enigmatic shopkeeper who seems to appear precisely when Stella is at her most desperate. Helga's business card for Helga's Attic offers a lifeline to Stella's gift dilemma. Despite Bessie's warnings to stay away from the strange old woman, Stella's desperation to find something special for Justin overrides her caution. The snowfall that begins as she walks to the shop feels like a good omen, nature's blessing on her mission to salvage their first married Christmas. The interior of Helga's shop is a cabinet of curiosities that would make any rational person uneasy, antiques and oddities that seem to belong in a museum of the macabre rather than a retail establishment. Helga's sales technique is unconventional, to say the least, showing Stella increasingly disturbing items: a monkey's paw with supposed wish-granting powers, and a creepy talking doll that would give anyone nightmares. When Helga finally presents the gleaming silver pocket watch chain, it feels like divine intervention, the perfect complement to the pocket watch Justin cherishes, given to him by his late father. This connection to family legacy makes the chain seem destined for him, a way to honor both Justin's father and their new marriage. But Stella's relief is short-lived when she realizes she has no money to purchase it. In desperation, Stella offers her necklace as payment, only to have Helga dismiss it as worthless. Just as hope begins to fade, Helga makes her unsettling proposal. She wants Stella's beautiful blonde hair in exchange for the chain. The request sends chills down Stella's spine, yet the thought of facing Justin empty-handed on Christmas Eve seems unbearable. Hair grows back, Stella tells herself, trying to rationalize what her instincts scream against. In this moment of vulnerability, she convinces herself that this sacrifice might even make the gift more meaningful, physical proof of her devotion to Justin. Little does she know that this bargain will cost her far more than she could possibly imagine. The back room of Helga's shop feels like something from a horror film, dimly lit by a single bulb, filled with rejected merchandise, and dominated by an eerily lifelike mannequin. When Helga locks the door behind them, Stella's momentary fear of being trapped foreshadows the true nature of the bargain she's making. The wooden chair at the center of the room, surrounded by scissors, hair ties, and an electric razor, stands like an altar awaiting its sacrifice. Stella's hesitation reveals her internal struggle. Is this gift worth such a personal sacrifice? Helga, sensing this wavering resolve, masterfully manipulates Stella with words about vanity standing in the way of giving her husband something meaningful. It's a calculated psychological attack that targets Stella's insecurities about their financial situation and her desire to prove her love. The methodical way Helga sections Stella's blonde hair into six separate plaits, working them all the way to the scalp, should raise alarm bells. Yet Stella remains seated, feeling she's reached the point of no return. With each quick snip, a physical part of her identity falls away. The lightness in her head mirrors the emotional emptiness beginning to form. She's giving away more than just hair. When the electric razor buzzes to life against Stella's protests, the true imbalance of power becomes clear. Helga insists she must even it out, overriding Stella's concerns. The result is devastating. Not the stylish pixie cut Stella had imagined, but a harsh buzz cut, leaving only peach fuzz-like hair a centimeter long. The tears that well up in Stella's eyes reflect not just the shock of her appearance, but the realization that she's been manipulated into giving far more than she agreed to. Helga's parting words, "This is love. You sacrifice for him, he sacrifices for you," take on an ominous quality. They echo the theme of O. Henry's classic story, but twist it into something darker. What should be a beautiful sentiment about mutual sacrifice becomes, in Helga's mouth, almost a curse or prophecy. The balance of sacrifice that Helga speaks of will soon be tested in ways neither woman could anticipate. As Stella leaves the shop, the physical discomfort of the freezing wind against her newly exposed scalp mirrors her emotional vulnerability. She's literally and figuratively exposed, having given away a part of herself that defined her. Yet she still believes the gift will be worth it, that Justin's reaction to the watch chain will validate her sacrifice. The stark contrast between expectation and reality hits Stella hard when she returns to their modest apartment. The torn awning of their building, the cheapest place they could find while drowning in student loan debt, serves as a physical reminder of their financial struggles. Despite this, Stella maintains her excitement about Justin's reaction to her gift, keeping her hat on to preserve the surprise. Justin's greeting, calling her Mrs. Hansen with affection, momentarily soothes her anxiety. The suitcase she spots in the closet sparks hope that his gift might be a vacation, something to take them away from their daily struggles. Even the disaster in the kitchen, pots, pans, and something brown smeared everywhere, doesn't dampen her determination to make their first Christmas as husband and wife special. The gift exchange begins with such hope. Stella presents her carefully wrapped package, anticipating Justin's delight at the perfect compliment to his treasured pocket watch. His polite but underwhelming reaction is the first crack in her fantasy. When he questions its expense, she proudly reveals her buzzed head as proof of her sacrifice. Instead of appreciation, his jaw drops in shock, the first indication that her grand gesture has missed its mark. Justin's gift to Stella, burnt, rock-hard brownies he made from scratch, creates the devastating punchline to this modern tragedy. The imbalance is staggering. She's sacrificed a significant part of her physical identity while he's given her inedible baked goods. The brownies become symbolic of a deeper imbalance in their relationship, one where Stella consistently gives more than she receives. The argument that follows escalates with frightening speed. Stella's anger builds as she mentally catalogs everything she sacrificed, working two jobs to support his education, living in poverty, and now her hair, while he offers so little in return. When Justin cruelly suggests she's worse than my mother and needs therapy, something fundamental shifts in Stella. The knife on the coffee table catches her attention, and her dark thought that it could make him stop talking, maybe for good, reveals the dangerous territory their relationship has entered. This moment transforms the gift from a story about sacrifice into one about the thin line between love and resentment. Gifts intended to express love have become weapons in an emotional war, and Stella's thoughts of violence suggest that the damage to their relationship may be irreparable. The Christmas that should have celebrated their union instead exposes its fundamental flaws. The day after Christmas, Stella returns to Helga's attic, but something about her has fundamentally changed. The store is open, with Helga behind the counter seemingly unchanged, a stark contrast to Stella herself. The realistic-looking skull on Helga's shelf creates an ominous backdrop for their interaction, hinting at death and consequences. When Stella removes her cap to reveal her shorn head, her statement that she needs to purchase a wig seems practical enough. Yet there's a new quality to her demeanor, a coldness that wasn't present during her first visit. Her suggestion of another trade carries undertones of something sinister, especially given what we know about her thoughts regarding the knife on Christmas Eve. Helga leads Stella to a display of wigs, presenting beautiful tortoiseshell combs with each one. In a telling decision, Stella rejects blonde hair like her own, stating it's time for a change as she selects a red wig. This choice symbolizes her transformation. She's not trying to reclaim her former self, but becoming someone new entirely. The payment Stella offers, Justin's pocket watch with the silver chain, creates a moment of terrible clarity. Helga examines it carefully, her eyes widening at a dark red stain that Stella dismissively explains as tomato sauce. The suspicious nature of this stain, combined with Stella's hasty explanation, strongly suggests that something violent has occurred. Helga's acceptance of the trade, despite her obvious suspicions, reveals her own complicity in whatever has transpired. As Stella leaves quickly, noting it's Christmas Day and she has quite a lot to do, readers are left to fill in the horrifying blanks. The implication is clear. Justin's fate was sealed by the knife Stella contemplated using, and now she's covering her tracks. Her transformation from desperate wife to calculating killer is complete, and the watch chain that was meant to be a symbol of love has become evidence of its destruction. The red wig becomes symbolic of Stella's rebirth as someone new, someone capable of violence, someone who has reclaimed her power through terrible means. This is not the restoration of what was lost, but the creation of something altogether different and dangerous. The gift exchange that began with such hope has ended with blood and betrayal. The epilogue shifts perspective dramatically, revealing Helga's inner thoughts after Stella leaves with her new red wig. Helga's reflection that hair is power takes on new significance as she acknowledges that by taking Stella's hair, she took her power, but now Stella has reclaimed it in a way Helga never intended. This admission reveals that Helga was manipulating the situation from the beginning, though the outcome has escaped her control. When Helga's rotary phone rings with a call from her beloved daughter Angela, the final pieces of the puzzle fall into place. Angela is everything to Helga, especially since the death of her husband, Sven. Her pride in supporting Angela through college and law school reveals a mother willing to do anything for her child's happiness, including orchestrating the destruction of someone else's marriage. The shocking revelation that Angela has fallen in love with a married man, Justin, and is now pregnant with his child explains Helga's interference. Her determination to ensure her grandchild would have a father led her to manipulate Stella, offering the watch chain in exchange for her beautiful hair with the intention of making a wig for Angela. This calculated plan was designed to help Angela win Justin completely, regardless of the cost to Stella. Angela's excited news that Justin had already agreed to leave his wife after Christmas and raise their baby together creates the tragic irony at the heart of the story. Helga's manipulation was unnecessary. Justin was already planning to leave Stella. As Helga examines the blood-stained watch, the horror of what she's done washes over her. Her interference didn't secure her daughter's happiness. It likely led to Justin's death and Stella's transformation into a killer. The macabre detail of Helga speaking to Sven's skull, which she keeps on display, adds another layer of disturbing behavior. Her lament about what she's done shows remorse, but no intention to take responsibility. Her decision to close the store for the remainder of Christmas Day, knowing Angela will eventually discover the terrible truth, but not today, reveals her continued prioritization of her daughter's happiness over justice or truth. This epilogue transforms our understanding of the entire story. What seemed like a chance encounter between Stella and Helga was actually a carefully orchestrated manipulation. Helga's actions set in motion a chain of events that led to tragedy, all in service of securing her daughter's future. The gift exchange between Stella and Justin was doomed before it began, poisoned by Helga's interference and Justin's betrayal. The dark tale of the gift extends beyond its main narrative, leaving readers to contemplate the far-reaching consequences of manipulation and betrayal. While the story concludes with Stella's transformation and Helga's regret, the ripple effects of their actions will continue long after Christmas Day. Angela, Helga's beloved daughter, remains blissfully unaware that her mother's interference has likely resulted in the death of the man she loves. Her excitement about Justin leaving his wife to raise their child together will inevitably turn to horror when she discovers the truth. The grandchild Helga was so determined would have a father will now have none, and possibly a mother implicated in his death. The very future Helga sought to secure has been irreparably damaged by her own actions. The blood-stained watch that passes from Stella to Helga serves as a powerful symbol of how objects carry history and consequences. Originally a cherished family heirloom from Justin's father, it became the catalyst for Stella's sacrifice, then the payment for her transformation, and finally evidence of a crime. Its journey mirrors how a single act of manipulation can transform treasured connections into instruments of destruction. Stella's transformation raises disturbing questions about identity and power. When she chooses a red wig rather than attempting to recreate her original blonde hair, she embraces becoming someone new. This new Stella has reclaimed her power through violence, suggesting that her understanding of power has been fundamentally altered by her experiences. Rather than finding strength in sacrifice, she now finds it in retribution. The setting of Christmas, traditionally a time of giving, love, and renewal, creates a stark backdrop for this tale of manipulation and murder. The perversion of gift-giving from an act of love to an instrument of control challenges our cultural narratives about the holiday season. It forces us to question what motivates our own gift exchanges and what expectations we attach to them. Perhaps most disturbing is how the story illustrates the ease with which vulnerable people can be manipulated when they're desperate to prove their love. Stella's willingness to sacrifice her hair demonstrates how financial insecurity and emotional need can be exploited by those with ulterior motives. Her transformation from victim to perpetrator suggests that such manipulation doesn't just harm the immediate target, but creates new cycles of damage. As the snow continues to fall on Christmas Day, covering the evidence of what has occurred, we're left to wonder about justice and consequences. Will Stella be caught? Will Helga confess her role in the tragedy? Or will the truth remain buried, allowing new deceptions to grow from the seeds of these Christmas gifts gone terribly wrong? At its core, The Gift is a cautionary tale about the devastating consequences of deception in relationships. Every character in this dark Christmas story engages in some form of dishonesty, and each pays a terrible price for their duplicity. Justin's deception is perhaps the most fundamental, living a double life with Stella as his wife while planning a future with Angela and their unborn child. His intention to leave Stella after Christmas reveals a calculated cruelty, allowing her to invest in their first holiday as a married couple while knowing he planned to abandon her. His half-hearted gift of burnt brownies symbolizes his minimal investment in a relationship he had already decided to end. Justin's punishment for this deception is swift and final, implied death at the hands of the wife he betrayed. Helga's deception is more complex, manipulating Stella under the guise of helping her find a gift while actually orchestrating the destruction of her marriage to benefit Angela. Her plan to create a wig from Stella's hair for Angela to help her win Justin completely reveals a disturbing willingness to treat others as pawns in her daughter's happiness. Helga's punishment is psychological. The knowledge that her unnecessary interference likely led to Justin's death and will eventually cause her beloved daughter tremendous pain. Stella begins as a victim of others' deceptions, but ends the story engaging in her own. Her return to Helga's shop with the blood-stained watch and casual dismissal of the stain as tomato sauce shows her transformation into someone capable of both violence and lies. Her punishment is existential, the loss of her former self and transformation into someone defined by a moment of rage and retribution. The story's exploration of hair as power takes on multiple dimensions. For Stella, losing her hair initially represents disempowerment and vulnerability. For Helga, collecting hair for wigs represents control over others' appearances and identities. When Stella chooses the red wig, she reclaims power not by restoring what was lost, by embracing a new identity forged in violence. This transformation suggests that power gained through deception and manipulation is fundamentally different from authentic personal strength. It comes with a cost to one's humanity. The watch chain that connects all these characters symbolizes how objects can carry different meanings depending on intention. For Stella, it represented sacrifice and love. For Justin, it was merely an accessory to a possession he already owned. For Helga, it was a tool of manipulation, and ultimately, it becomes evidence of a crime. This transformation mirrors how relationships built on deception inevitably transform from sources of comfort to sources of pain. As the story concludes, we're left with the sobering realization that no gift can compensate for honesty in relationships. The characters' various deceptions, motivated by love, self-interest, or desperation, created a tragic outcome that no one desired. In the end, the greatest gift any of them could have offered was simply the truth.